Hey, everybody. I hope you guys are doing great. Happy New Year to you. Happy 2021. This is Artemis Thinker, and you're listening to Conservative Reality Check in our podcast, which is on a bunch of different platforms now. I'm super excited. You can grab it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can always grab us in YouTube. You can grab me on Rumble, which is where I primarily post, and you can always chat with us in MeWe. And you can grab me personally in Parler as well. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week. It is Monday, January 4th. And I had a great holiday. And I'll be honest with you, I have been watching, like everyone else, the incredible mass of information, disinformation, and crazy that's been coming out literally by the minute. It's just mind-blowing. And so what I want to do as we're moving into this week and all of the events that are getting ready to happen is I want to just take a 100,000 foot perspective on what's going on, and then I will drill down into the details. But for those of you guys who have been watching the podcast for a while, you know, I like the big picture first and then drilling down. So I'm going to do a little bit of that today. So I'm going to start with, I think the issue that I think is the biggest as we roll into this week. And I am just now starting to really wrap my head around the enormous, size and construct of all of the depravity of the deep state and the things that have been going on for probably decades. And it's overwhelming and it's really concerning. Now, I have the kind of personality that deals with change very, very well, but I know that when I start feeling overwhelmed with all of this, that other people who aren't as adaptable to change are really going to feel a lot of stress and pressure. This week, perhaps tonight at the president's speech in Georgia, rolling into tomorrow, which is the first of 2 days now of events here in Washington, D.C., the 6th, tomorrow from 1 to 8 on Freedom Plaza, a bunch of speeches and basically a block party from 1 until 8 tomorrow, January 5th. And then Wednesday starts at 7 a.m. on the Ellipse near the White House grounds. And then there's going to be a march down to the Capitol at 1 o'clock, where there's going to be more speeches. And of course, the House and Senate will go into session to talk about the electors. As of just right before I started recording this, and again, by the time I'm done recording this, it'll be 20 more pieces of news I've missed, but I'll catch up. I am, by the way, very committed this week to do multiple videos here moving forward. And in fact, I might even do a couple of Facebook Live events. So definitely make sure that you check back. If you want to reach out to me, if you have questions, if you need information about coming to DC, if you want to just, you know, give me some ideas, or you get some information you think would be really useful for my show, would love to have that. You can literally, I have this most simple email you can possibly imagine. It's the letter A at artemisthinking.com. I'm sorry, artemisthinker.com. All right. So the letter A at artemisthinker.com. You can shoot me an email anytime. Would love to hear from you. Okay. So if you've been paying any attention to Lynn Wood and his couple of nights of very late night tweets, that are talking about a lot of stuff with John Roberts and many, many others, the whole issue of pedophilia and horrible child abuses and murder and all, I mean, his stuff has just been from a very, very dark place. I was just listening to and reading through an interview that Archbishop Vigano just did over the last couple of days with Steve Bannon. They just talked about it here in Bannon's War Room Pandemic. It was episode 627. I'm just actually finished watching the video here now. I haven't seen the actual video of the interview. I don't know if it was a video or if it was Bannon gave the Archbishop some questions and then he responded. But I think that what the Archbishop was suggesting is, you know, and I think a lot of us have heard this before, but really haven't been able to wrap their head around it, is, you know, there are very, very, very dark things at play right now. And it's bigger than Biden and Harris and this election, and it's bigger than Trump, and it's bigger than us here in the United States. It's coming to bear right now, and it's, by the way, been going on for decades and decades and decades, right? It's the dark versus the light. It's evil versus good. It's morally bankrupt people and institutions versus those who value a moral compass and honor. And right now we're at that crossroads, and the United States is kind of the flag in the crossroads. You know, many people believe that America was divinely crafted, that our founders were divinely guided to create not only our Constitution, but this country, and to fight for everything that is good and free and honorable, and against tyranny, frankly. And Archbishop Vigano talks about really kind of three things that we all need to be doing right now. And one of those is praying. One of those is, you know, deeply understanding your faith, whatever that is, and praying to God for guidance and wisdom and protection and safety and all the things that we need in order to keep this country free. The second thing he talks about is this need to resist. And I found that really fascinating, because when do you hear a priest, or in this case, an archbishop, talking about resisting? But he really does talk about the fact that very evil forces are at play right now, and that we need to resist with all of our being the ability for the Biden administration to take over. And we have got to resist the dark forces that are at play right now. And I've been hearing a lot of people talk about this over the last many months, and I'm not going to say I've dismissed it, but I've just haven't put a lot of weight on it. I've been focusing more on the actions and activities that have happened around the election as pieces of it have been unfolding, right? But I haven't really looked at it from a much more religious perspective and bigger picture perspective. And so I'm starting to do that now. I'm starting to have that conversation, which is, we do need to pray. And I've been spending a lot of time doing that, so for sure that's covered, but, you know, and actively resisting. And I'm doing a lot of that too. I'm also starting to see patriots online really stepping up when they're starting to see the language of the left getting spewed. I think a lot more Americans now are finally standing up and resisting actively. And I think that's exactly what he has really, you know, Archbishop Vigano has really talked about. So I think that's really important. And the third thing that he talked about, which I think is the most important, well, equally as important on this three-legged stool, is denouncing tyranny. Now, that's straight out, and he basically says that we cannot allow Biden, who is very beholden to China, to run this country. If the United States goes down, we will lose freedoms across the globe. So it's not even just about us anymore. It's really about the fact that we're going to lose freedom globally if Biden gets inaugurated on the 20th. And what are we willing to do to keep that from happening? He is very aggressive in this letter, and basically goes after the Pope and basically says, you know, they just got in bed this week with China officially, and he has a lot to say about that too. So it was very, he drew some serious lines in this letter. So I'm going to link it down in the show notes so you can read it for yourself, but it's a pretty intense letter, something I never would have thought to have seen from a Catholic archbishop. I'm not Catholic, I'm Episcopalian, but I am starting to get that there are more and more powers at play here and pieces that are at play on very much a three-dimensional level here that we're not paying attention to because we're all just stuck in the election fraud. Right. So we're all just focused on, you know, tomorrow is the Georgia Senate runoff. And is it going to be done fairly? And, oh, you know, I want to, you know, we can't have election fraud happening in our elections ever. So I'm going to come to DC and I'm going to peacefully protest. And frankly, tomorrow is going to be a street party from 1 to 8 at Freedom Plaza. And then, you know, we're looking at this on too much of a surface level. And I think that's something that we've all got to start rethinking is we've got to start thinking about this in a much bigger way. You know, there's been a lot of stuff out there about John Roberts being compromised. Is he or not? I have no idea. But I think what winds up happening is you have to start asking some bigger, harder, darker questions about what are all of the pieces of the puzzle, you know, again, and I don't know if these things are true, but they're just making me ask the questions more and more. I saw something that just suggested today that John Roberts actually was overseeing, I think, 11 of the FISA court judges, all of whom are the ones that ruled against Trump with all these FISA court hearings. Do I know if that's true? I don't know if it's true, but it forces me to start asking the bigger questions. Is it possible? Could it happen? What does it mean? What does it mean that he was overseeing these judges? Was he actually doing that? Like, so it just requires me to go in and do a little bit more digging. I think what I'm seeing time and time again is that every time I read a piece of information, I get online right now, it's just uncovering 20 more rabbit holes, and it gets really overwhelming after a while. So what I would suggest is that if, you know, that you give yourself a little bit of a break. I'm committing to doing much more frequent videos over the next several weeks because I think there's so much going on right now. I do want to do some Facebook Lives. My Artemis Thinker account, the YouTube account will get, I'm going to call it unlocked on Monday, the 11th. So I will be able to post up there. I think I can post videos up there now, but they make you wait when you start up a new Google suite or Google account of any kind. You have to, your YouTube channel gets kind of put in a starter period where you can't, it's just, it doesn't have all of the features and functions yet. So I'm not sure if I can do Facebook Lives yet or not, but what I will do is I will post in MeWe. I will post on in Rumbler when I'm going to do that. But if you want to check and see, I would follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Artemis Thinker. Super easy. So follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That'll be, I think, the best place. Actually, Twitter will actually probably be the fastest way for me to go ahead and post what's really going on right now and updates to things that are kind of mid-show. I am posting up in MeWe as well, but not everybody's in that group. We do have almost 600 people in there, though. So if you're not on MeWe or if you are on MeWe, come to the Conservative Reality Check group and we'll hook you up over there. You'll get to see a lot. There's lots of really good links and tweets and whatnot. And again, in the show notes, I'll put today's stuff, but I'm not done yet. So I'm going to keep going here. All right. So another big thing that I think I've noticed over the last week and a half is just how totally corrupt our fourth estate, the media, is. I mean, obviously I've known that for a really long time, but it's just becoming more and more transparent to me how absolutely corrupt our media is. And I'll tell you what's even, I find fascinating right now is I did a show a few, let me find out when it was. It was the one on social media. It was actually a while ago. I think it was early on, before Color Revolution. It was Mainstream Media, episode 8. Back from November 21st, mind you. So there's a video in here, and I'm going to literally copy and paste this link right here right now. So in the show notes, you can just, it's easier to grab it right out of today's show notes. Let me do that too. It is absolutely crazy for me to watch these video clips of the same language being used from one network to another. And I'm not even going to call them journalists anymore because they're not, they're literally, I'm not even going to say they're advocates, honestly. It's just, these people are just, wow. I don't even know what to call them. I don't, I'm at a loss for words on that one, which is kind of crazy, but, you know, you have got people who are fronting as journalists who are not practicing journalism. They're just not. And it's just incredible to watch. But what I'm seeing, and Steve Bannon, I have a point because I have his video up on my screen, my other screen right here. He did a video of the newest talking points by the media, and they're using the same language across different channels. And I sit here and I wonder who is putting out the playbook that they're reading from, because they're all reading from the same playbook. They're all reading from the same playbook. It's a coup, you know, the Trump people are, you know, doing a soft coup or a bloodless coup, or it's crazy. And multiple channels are saying the exact same thing. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy. This is crazy. So I have a feeling our fourth estate is going to get dismantled, and rightfully so. Many people are suggesting that Trump will use the executive order from September 2018 to do that, because he will be able to freeze assets of anybody that's spreading propaganda. But what I find fascinating in the media right now is their attempts to use the same language that we're using for Biden now on us. So they're suggesting, okay, well, this is, you know, and Biden and the liberals are for sure attempting a coup. Like, it's for sure. The election fraud is patterned. It's consistent across states. You find the exact same thing happening across different states, some variances, but basically they're working off the exact same playbook. You're definitely seeing multiple states using the same tactics. So it's a concerted, organized effort. There was a concerted, organized effort, you know, in the evening on election night across multiple states. So if this isn't truly the definition of a coup and trying to take over an election, I don't know what is, because it's exactly what we see in other countries where we've gone in to try to stop this stuff. And it's happening here. And they're just trying to pretend like, oh, there's nothing to see here. You guys are just making this up. There's no, you know, no court has ruled in Trump's favor. So you're SOL, you know, sorry, too bad. You know, what they don't realize is Mark Zuckerberg tanked $415 million or something around $400 million into the election system to buy out election judges, to create drop boxes, to train people to cheat, to pay people to steal and falsify documents, to pay people to vote in a certain way. I mean, his money is all throughout this election in just the most insanely non-democratic, non-American ways. And all I can do is pray that President Trump will do something big about this. I think that's what we're all hoping for, is big action right now. Big, sweeping, all-consuming, big action right now. We've been sitting around waiting for this big bomb to drop, this big shoe to fall, and nothing happens. It hasn't been happening. And it's so frustrating. So I am praying. I am praying that starting tomorrow or starting on the 6th, that this stuff is uncovered in massive quantities. And I want to know all of it. I want all of it to come out. I want it to be overwhelming and just over consuming, because I just want it to come out. I want the truth to come out. I want the light to be seen. I want good to prevail. I want our world to move into a more evolved state after all of this. And I believe that will happen. But we have to go through hell before we're going to get there. And we're already starting to see it. I think there are a lot of people that are dealing with despair and depression and are really struggling right now, not to even mention all the COVID stuff. I just think there's so many circumstances right now where people just are in a really, really bad place. And I want us to move through this quickly so we can get to the other side and things can be prosperous and good for us. So, John Adams, one of our founding fathers, I don't have it quoted exactly, but he literally made a comment during the framing of the Constitution, that our country and our Constitution are uniquely designed for a moral and religious people. And the problem that we're having right now with the Constitution is we have immoral people and non-religious people trying to define for us what the Constitution is all about, trying to strip out our connection with God, strip out our connection with our source being or our, you know, whatever you want to call it. They're stripping that away. And when you do that and you become an immoral and an unreligious society, it makes it harder and harder for our Constitution and our country to thrive. And so to the degree that we can all continue to explore and practice our faith in whatever way that is, I think that's really, really important right now. So you guys, this is, it's been a good run here. Let me tell you a little bit about what I have planned. So I know the president is speaking this evening in Georgia. I want to check that out. Tomorrow is obviously, or maybe it's today. I have to look and see what the date is. If it's today or tomorrow was the runoff elections. I think it's tomorrow in Georgia. Whoever winds up winning will be seated on Wednesday. We have a couple of folks who've legislators who've passed away over the last couple, you know, last week or two, which I find, by the way, a bit fishy. We have had that happen. So there's a couple of vacancies as well, and they're going to have to get filled. But I believe truly that and by the way, Perdue and Loeffler have done themselves no favors with the MAGA people and Trump supporters in their lack of commitment to supporting Trump. And I don't think they realize this, but they would both win handily if they would just jump on Trump's bandwagon handily. And for some reason they're not. And so that's another really great question to ask is why? Why are they not jumping on this bandwagon? How corrupt are they? Georgia corruption is closely linked with China. And I think that that's something that, you know, we all should be asking a lot of questions of after the election tomorrow. But if you're down in Georgia, please go vote. Please vote Republican. We cannot lose the Senate. But let me tell you, there's going to be some reckoning that's going to be happening here too, with a lot of legislators. And on the 6th and 7th, when the U.S. House and Senate start doing their voting, especially in these contested states, I think there are a lot of legislators that should be really freaking nervous, because the American people are going to be here in droves. So much. I could go on for hours about this stuff, hours and hours, but I'm not. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Like I said, I want to do some lives, but I'd love to get some people to participate in them. So I'm going to put out the word on Twitter and Instagram on Artemis Thinker. And you can also grab us in MeWe at Conservative Reality Check, on Rumble at Conservative Reality Check, on your podcasting, whatever podcasting network you use, again, Conservative Reality Check, you'll find us there. I am trying to get my Artemis Thinker website up. I'm also going to be changing up some stuff here and creating more of a studio for video recording. So I think that's going to be fun. I'm excited about that. I'm probably going to get to that this weekend. You guys, just think about this. In the next 2 weeks, we are going to learn so much more about the reality of what's going on in this country, the reality of what's going on, not only with our politicians, but I believe businesses, I believe Fourth Estate, media organizations. I think we're going to wind up learning a lot more about the corruption amongst our, many of our three-letter agencies, our court system, all the way up into the Supreme Court and all the way down to the local level. I think we're going to become much more aware of what's going on in our states and our state legislatures and our state governments. And at the end of the day, I think there are going to be, I'm praying and I believe that there are going to wind up being some very, very high level arrests that are happening and possibly very public arrests. I was reminded last night that I want to say the Department of Justice, and I want to say it was Bill Barr about a month ago, validated that treason could be, that they could use firing lines as a way to deal with treason. So I think that's going to be a crazy, fascinating thing. I feel in some ways that we have to take the penalty for treason very seriously, and sadly, possibly make that somewhat of a public thing, because if we don't, it will continue to manifest itself in this country. Do I want that to happen? No, I do not. But at the end of the day, will it have to happen? It might. And I'm kind of preparing myself for that. I think that there things are way worse and way darker than we have been led to believe. I believe that the Fourth Estate has been absolutely complicit in hiding information from us for a very long time. And I feel like the reckoning is coming. Like imminently on our doorstep. So I'm going to try to get a really good night's sleep tonight. I stayed up very late last night reading, and then I got sucked into Lynn Wood's tweets last night and stayed up until an ungodly hour. So I need to get some rest. I know this is going to be a crazy couple of weeks. So I hope you do too. I hope this is helpful to you guys. I've been getting feedback from some of my girlfriends, and I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for giving me the feedback. But I know that I've been delinquent in getting these out. I promise you I'll have many more. I'm actually going to, even though I'm dating them right now, I think it's important so that people kind of know what order things are going in and also have some context around the date. So I'm going to keep doing that. Normally I wouldn't necessarily date my podcast, but I'd number them and name them, but not necessarily date them. But I feel like right now you have to, because so much is happening that we need to do that. So anyway, peace be with all of you. I hope all of you guys that are coming here to DC for the rally, I can't be there because I've got a ton of work stuff going on this week, but I hope you guys are super safe. If there's any information that I can help you out with, and as far as sorting things out, my best advice is stay on the Virginia side of things near our metro. And you can even come, kind of farther out from the city and be close to the metro and stay in hotels for a really reasonable price and jump right on the metro. Again, if you want to reach me directly, you can always email me at the letter A at artemisthinker.com. And I would love to hear from you guys. I will chat with you very, very soon. Have a good night, you guys. Oh,